So the first step is the assembly of the chassis, all the way to suspension, the electrics, all the components available in our component form kit. Step two would be the fitting of the engine and gearbox. We will then show you a little bit more technical stuff, as in how does the clutch, the flywheel, starter motor, all those bits come together. And you'll see us fitting the engine and gearbox then into this assembled chassis. What are the bits that need to be connected? The water system, the electrics, all the bits that's going to make the engine fire up. So that would be in section number two.
Now, as Jean, Pierre and Zaren will have their hands full, I'm going to do my best to explain in some detail what the heck is going on. Here goes. After wheeling in the chassis and checking out all the bits, let's start with two of the smaller parts. The inner wishbone attachment brackets. A small fiddly bracket that holds, yes, the inner wishbone. More on that later. Next, they balance the chassis on its edge. Why? Well, they're going to be feeding a few cables, hoses and pipes through the center tunnel, and access to these two little holes is key. First in is the brake vacuum hose, making sure to place and lubricate its grommets first. You're going to see a lot of grommets in this assembly. They're used to protect the various tubes, electric wires and hoses from physical abrasion, as well as to prevent water or dirt ingress. Next in is the flexible fuel line.
That hole at the bottom, if you can try.
Just make sure it's secured at both ends.
And there's one at the.
These two are the tricky. No, there's none there, right in the front. Oh, yes.
More grommets and lube is needed before the first of two water pipes is fitted. These are very tight and can be tricky, but patience is the key.
Push a bit more.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay, Zaren.
Yes, little bits. Little bits. Can you rotate it as well while you're pushing? Yes. 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 Come. Come. Okay.
Geronimo, push.
She says, thanks very much. It was a lovely evening.
Next, Pierre starts feeding the brake lines through the tunnel.
Hang on, I want to get this grommet in.
Okay, feed to me. Okay, I've got it.
Once that is done, we can lower the chassis and put a brake line in each of the front corners.
Okay, yeah.
Not torque it,
until you've put the engine mount on, then you talk.
And also the thing is that master might clear this one. We don't know this.
At the rear end, Pierre and Zarin fit the engine mounts to their backing plates.
The little.
On top of them go the anti-vibration mounts. And finally, Jean loosely fits the mounts for the engine in preparation for much later on. Here we see the pedal box assembly. Now this is always done by the workshop before shipping. And yes, it can be both right or left-hand drive.
But as I said, we're going to state it quite clear.
The engine cradle fits to the chassis via a set of inner attachment brackets. Once secured, the cradle bolts directly to them through the chassis. That's clever. Okay, still a very long way to go. Let's get that front BMW suspension in. The customized wishbones attach to the inner wishbone brackets that we fitted at the start, as well as into the footwells. It's a tight fit and might need a little bit of persuading.
Thought it was maybe a 16 head, but it's.
We now need to build up the front suspension by adding first the suspension knuckle, the coil over Koni shock absorber with an upper rubber swivel joint, and this is all held in place with the shock attachment bracket, which of course is adjustable.
Slots are 8mm, that's why. Blame it on me.
No, no blame it.
No, but you can.
Okay.
A 13.
Pass you A 13.
Can you build it up?
Can you load me up with another?
Everything is tensioned up and Loctite is added to the key safety bolts. Oh, don't forget these small air diffusers, which are designed to help the warm air exit behind the radiator. Copper compound stops the discs from sticking, making future servicing and replacement hassle-free.
For me, please, huh?
Zaran, would you just bring me some tissue?
Some chop's gonna say, what talk must that be on?
Extra support and rigidity is offered to the front shock mounts by the front adjustable upper cross member. Okay, steering. Our rack is another OEM part, this time from Volkswagen. It gets bolted to the chassis and then the nylon bushes are added before the tie rods. Jean ensures the rack is correctly aligned before the rubber boots are fitted and the tie rod ends.
You sure?
There we go.
The steering is completed by angling up the tie rod ends and fitting and securing them to the front wheel assemblies.
Done. Yes.
There we go.
Oh, one very important note, you do get a steering column with the kit, but that only gets fitted when the body goes on. Yep, that'll work. We are well into the build by now, and time for the rear suspension, also courtesy of BMW. Jean and Pierre start by installing the bottom wishbone assembly. Next, they place the rear upright assembly, tension it, and add the control arm. Okay, sorry, I'm just... Okay, I'll get it on the next go.
I'm just playing with these nuts, don't get it
on me. Okay, hold here.
Okay.
The same goes on the other side before finally adding the camber arms. Of course, all of these elements are fully adjustable, so you can set up your suspension to suit your driving style. Before assembling the rear brakes, Pierre sets about installing the handbrake cables and calipers. A really fiddly process, I must admit, that he accomplishes with ease.
Screw bit, please.
Too much coffee, that's the problem.
Okay.
The rear brakes, by comparison, are a doddle. Insert the brake pads, slide on the calipers, not forgetting the Loctite, bolt them up and attach the brake lines. Sorted.
And this is a 10 as well, just for the vis and the onvis.
And that's most of the big stuff done. Back at the front, let's install the brake master cylinder and booster assembly, as well as the reservoir, vacuum line and non-return valve.
Are we going to be able to... I've on to you one click. Medium. And then the hose cut.
Yeah. Attach the front brake lines and then onto the clutch master spreader cylinder
plate.
Assembly.
Are we using the spreader plate?
I'm going to rotate the master while you guys are doing something else.
You going to?
As this is a right-hand drive car, we put a blanking plate over the hole on the left-hand side. Zarin quickly fits the rear compression bar attachment brackets. And then it's on to everyone's favourite, the electrics. Pierre has meticulously designed the V8 Stealth Beetle wiring loom. It's a work of art and starts in the centre console with the fuse blocks and relays and then spreads out through the chassis to all four corners. Out of the top for the front end and through the tunnel to the back.
Take the fuse box, take the relay box through that hole. Do another one, Zarin.
Yep.
Here, Pierre is terminating the wires, which will need to be done all over the vehicle. And yes, you've guessed it, lots more grommets are used here to help protect the loom.
So,
course, there will be times when you'll be assembling these.
Yeah.
You can see there's two thickness of...
The battery sits behind the rear firewall on the left-hand side. While all this is going on, Jean attends to the rear suspension, installing the rear suspension chassis crossmember.
Okay.
These two small brackets hold the rear of the body to the chassis.
This is the brackets for attaching the body to the chassis.
Okay, under the circumstances.
Next, the rear shocks. These bolt into position no problem and then can be adjusted. Also attached to the crossmember are the two compression bars.
Reason being, when this car is assembled, then if you remember, there's a bar that sits across there. So then you could never get that bolt out.
Almost there, just a few more bits. The clutch pedal and cable, well, they need fixing. And then the fuel filter and bracket get fitted. Really starting to look good now. The radiator and fan simply fits into two grommeted holes at the bottom and then bolted through a tube at the top of the chassis. Next, we fit some radiator shielding and ducting. At the back, we fit a cover over the water pump and a battery securing plate. Pia is now busy attaching the radiator hoses.
Cameraman, hey, Doug. I now take this and I put it on the lens of your camera.
Yeah. Our transmission is a 6-speed manual transaxle. Yep, that means it needs a gear lever or gear shift. The last thing on our build is to attach the gear shift cables and linkages.
Ask you to bring this one. I'm going to sit in the chassis.
These also go through the tunnel. They get secured and they are attached by simply screwing to the underside of the gear stick.
Pierre, can I ask you to do me a favour?
Mm-hmm.
Pull.
Turn. Okay, it's taking. Go. All the way. Go. You okay there, Doug?
Yeah.
The top.
It's a torch.
Leave it there. It's okay.
Principle.
Yeah.
No, it's a repeat of the other side. Yeah.
Don't forget the plastic. You get the.
Yeah, I'll first tighten here before I go there, Doug.
Yeah. Turn, Pierre. Okay, you can go all the way. And across. Okay, stay there from each side. Yeah, again, and then back again. I think Jean and Pierre had a bit of fun here, checking that it all works and making sure that it is ready for the actual gearbox linkages.
In the machine.
Yeah. So now it's tensing. Cool.
Left, right.
So that's the end of step one. Together with doing the assembly as you've just seen, will be a PDF document showing you the steps as well. So between reading the instructions and seeing the video, you really can't get this wrong. It's a straightforward procedure. As you can see, there's no angle grinder and welders and stuff needed. It's just an assembly project. There are a few components which we haven't fitted, and those are components that you'll be using when you fit the engine and gearbox, and also some components when you fit the body. To give you an example, the steering column was not fitted because it gets fitted only once the body is on. So there are a few components which you get with the kit, and it's part of the kit, but not fitted at this stage.